Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, this is Ashley Latter, giving you a few tips today on the latest edition of Bodcast. I'm here in London, delighted to present some tips with you. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about a challenge that a lot of dental practices ask for some coaching and help on. And this is dealing with price objections. And the price objection I'm going to deal with is in particular when the treatment that you're offering the patient is more expensive than maybe a previous quote or a cheaper quote that they've had for maybe another practice in the town. And this is where they give you an objection. And most dentists really struggle with this. And what I want to do is give you a few tips today on how to deal with this. This has really come to life actually twice this week. I've delivered some in-house courses, one in Glasgow, one in London. And on both occasions, the senior dentist in the both camps asked me for some help in this area. One particular dentist places implants, and believe it or not, they get quite a lot of price objections from practices in different countries who offer the treatment, in some cases, at half the fee that they do. So let's deal with the price objection. Let's deal with the situation, like I said, when the patient who's giving you the price objection may have got a cheaper quote from a different practice. Well, the first thing you must do is show empathy. And the worst thing you can do is get defensive. So please, please, please don't get defensive. Don't get annoyed. Just show empathy. And a really good way of showing empathy is going back with a statement such as being concerned about the fee is perfectly normal. Being concerned about the fee is perfectly normal. Now that's what we call an empathy statement, and that's really important. In fact, that particular empathy statement will work really well with all price objections. Now, why is the empathy statement really important? Well, it stops you from getting defensive and saying something that can actually antagonize the patient. Often, from watching hundreds of consultations, I've seen dentists and team members get defensive, and then all of a sudden you put a barrier up, and it's very, very difficult for the conversation then to go to the next level. So it's really important that you show empathy and you do not get at all defensive in any way. The second thing you need to do is ask some questions about the about the price concern. So what you need to find out if it's exactly like for like that the patient's getting. So maybe the patient isn't getting exactly what you're offering, and then in which case it'd be a lot easier to overcome the price concern. So the second thing you need to do is ask the patient more a question, and the question you need to ask is something like, Mrs. Jones, it's important, being concerned about the fee is perfectly normal. Do you mind telling me more information about your price concern? Can you please tell me what sort of fees, and just see if it's exactly the same as what we are quoting you for our treatment? That's really important. So we've built the rapport, we've got the empathy statement, and the second thing is we've now found out exactly what the price objection is, and we've also found out exactly if the treatment the patient's getting is like for like. Once you've got that, you are then more or less ready to handle and deal with the patient's price concern. And what's really important is what we call, and you might want to write this one down, is called a USP. And what a USP is, what is your unique selling points? Now, what you need to recognize is this, and I can actually talk about for about 5 hours on this alone, but what you need to recognize is most patients do not buy on price, so they won't buy the cheapest, but what they do want to know is, what are they getting for the difference? What's the difference? They want to know if I don't mind paying more, but what they want to do, what they want to know, sorry, is what they are getting for the difference in fee. What's they getting for the difference in price? And so you need to educate your patient. Now, there's many ways, or there's several ways of how you can do that. And let me go through one. Let me go through some of these with you. And again, hopefully should give you more confidence if this happens again. So maybe the materials that you use are of a higher standard, or maybe they are the gold standard for the treatment that you are offering. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, what you mustn't do is rubbish the dentist down the road, because that's really unprofessional. So use a statement something like, I don't know what the practice up the road does, but let me explain to you what we do here. Now, what you might want to say is that the materials that you use or the system that you use is of a really high quality. So let's say, for example, maybe if it's an implant treatment, maybe you're using one of the premium implant systems. And what you need to explain to the patient is what is different about that implant system, what's it made out of, what's the success rate maybe. Maybe you could share with the patient how long it might last for. So what you've really got to go into is the benefits and go into a little bit more deeper into the actual system or materials that you are using. So that's one. Another way could be is the aftercare. So let me give you an example of what I mean by aftercare. So do you, let's say you, for example, are talking about orthodontic treatment. Well, does your practice have an aftercare after you've taken the braces off? So let's say you've taken the braces off, you've given the patients the retainers. Do you have a aftercare? And I strongly suggest that you do, and I strongly suggest that you sell it really well to the patient. So what you could say to the patient is that, you know, sometimes teeth can sometimes move. The retainers are there to retain your smile, but what we will also do in this practice is we will monitor you for further 12 months or 18 months thereafter, just to check to make sure that your teeth stay straight as long as possible, or for the rest of your life, if that's a claim or a fact that you can make. So an aftercare is really important, and again, that gives the patient confidence that after you finish the treatment, that they're getting some aftercare as well. Maybe the person delivering the dentistry is a specialist. So if you're a specialist orthodontic practice, or maybe you're a specialist placing implants, whatever they may be, so maybe you have a special interest, so you can sell your credentials as the dentist actually delivering the treatment. So that is also important. And maybe you could offer a guarantee. So maybe you could offer a guarantee on your work. For example, let's be honest, if something did go wrong with the treatment, say in the first 2 or 3, 4 years, wouldn't you put it right in any case? When I speak to most dentists, 99.5% of them said they would. Most dentists would. So why not tell the patient? Why not say to the patient, look, you know, this should last, hopefully, all being well, a 10-year period. But if anything happens in the first 5 years, anything at all, then during that period, I will put anything right and there'll be no charge to you. So I'm going to fully guarantee the work for you. So offer a guarantee can help. And the other thing maybe is the delivery, or maybe it's the technicians who will be helping you back up or do some of the work for you. One of the things that you could suggest is that, you know, the patient visit the technician where they do shade analysis and they'd get more involved and stuff like that. Maybe it could be a piece of equipment that you have, a scanning machine, or maybe it's the same. Because you've got certain equipment, you can do the job more efficient, maybe quicker. So there's some tips on what you can say if you get the price objection when the patient says to you, I can get this treatment somewhere differently, or I can get this treatment somewhere cheaper than yourself. And then what you could then do is really listen to what the concerns are and create your USP. Remember, USP stands for unique selling points. It's what you do, what you offer, that the practice up the road. And if you can get that across confidently, you get across clearly, and it's of major benefit to the patient, you will find that price objections are actually quite easy to overcome. So may I suggest that you have a team meeting to talk amongst your team and start developing your unique selling points, so that if anyone gets any objections at all in your practice, whether it be face-to-face or over the phone or in the surgery, your whole team and you are equipped in dealing with them. Good luck, and please keep in touch and let me know how you get on.